is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Hubris, the word of the day, hubris. The hubris of Chuck Schumer and the Democrats is pretty breathtaking, considering the only thing they've had go their way in the last few weeks besides, you know, interfering with President Trump putting together his cabinet. They were also able to get the Republicans to pull their health care plan, so no vote was ever taken. But the president says he expects to make a deal on health care in the fairly near future, despite the failure to get one through here on Friday of last week. He's been getting together with senators from both parties, Democrats, Republicans, coming together. Chuck Schumer, of course, not on board. Because Chuck Schumer's not on board with anything. He opposes everything and anything this president does for the sole sake of opposing, including Neil Gorsuch for being a member of the Supreme Court. And as I told you, and I told you exactly what would happen with Debbie Stabenow, whatever Chuck Schumer does, Debbie Stabenow is right there behind him, and so she has now come out and said she will not vote for Neil Gorsuch. And I said, as soon as she does that, Gary Peters will follow suit, and he has. So there you have it. Both Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters voting against the very qualified Neil Gorsuch. And it doesn't matter who you ask. The man is completely qualified to be a Supreme Court justice, and frankly, the thing that would concern me as a conservative or as if you're a Republican is that Neil Gorsuch has a fairly thin record on the judiciary. His work as a justice, pretty thin over 10 years. I mean, you can't get a lot of inside information, but the Democrats are opposing him anyway. The point that I'm making is that he could end up being somebody that's more to the left than they realize, but they won't even give the man a chance because of, well, leftist neuroses, I believe, quite honestly. So anyhow, they're going to stand in the way and do the best that they can to prevent that from happening. But meanwhile, the president continues with his agenda to roll back regulations, to open up the economy, to put the foot on the gas pedal of the economy, if you will. He's doing that with ending the war on coal, as he put it, declaring yesterday that his administration was going to put coal miners back to work. Signed an executive order rolling back Obama-era energy regulations. We're going to have clean coal, really clean coal, said Trump, flanked by coal miners from West Virginia. I'm taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reserve government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations every single day. He has cameras around him every single day. And the biggest knock they can find on the guy is he goes to Mar-a-Lago to play golf on the weekends and days, but I don't think he's actually playing golf. I think he's down there conducting business, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't remember the left belly aching about Barack Obama taking excursions to Africa with dozens of people in the entourage, dozens of people on the planes, including his wife and children and extended families and their friends. Nobody complained about those. It cost tens of millions of dollars, but the left wants to complain about the president going to his Florida White House, if you will. Trump talking about getting rid of the bad regulations and rolling back the initiative of the Clean Power Plan, which restricts so-called greenhouse gas emissions. That is, if you believe the carbon dioxide is actually a poisonous gas. The regulation formed by one of Barack Obama's signature efforts to curb carbon emissions. And this is the problem. This is the problem with what Barack Obama did in creating his legacy, if you will. He did it with his pen and his cell phone, which is very weak. In fact, it's so weak, it only takes another guy with a pen and a telephone to bring it to an end. This is why we hope that more bills get through Congress that will protect the American economy and help it to grow. Another part of this executive order yesterday, President Trump lifted a 14-month-old moratorium on new coal leases on federal land. Obama put a 3-year moratorium in place. He lifted it. That's over. And so we're moving forward with the economy in that way. Back to this battle over the Supreme Court, as I mentioned, this fight is being led by Chuck Schumer. And this is a guy who's going to stand in opposition to the president no matter what happens. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump puts forward, because here's disingenuous Charles Schumer. He says, I'll work with the president on health care reform as long as they do everything that we want, paraphrasing, of course. But basically, if you do everything we want, Mr. President, we're right here to help. And I saw Democrats on television yesterday saying, in fact, one of the ways we'd like to help is we'd like to reduce the age to be eligible for Medicare to the age of 50. That way we can help struggling seniors. Well, at 50 years of age, are you a senior? Yeah, I didn't think so. Ask Jennifer that the next time she calls us. She thinks she's a senior at age 50. I didn't think so. My point being is that, they're all wanting to help as long as we can create a bigger entitlement program, bigger government, more welfare, more handouts, more saddled on the back of the ever smaller pool of American taxpayers. That's the biggest challenge we face anyhow. So Mitch McConnell says they will get Gorsuch through the U.S. Senate. He said the Senate will confirm Gorsuch on the 7th of April before lawmakers leave town for a 2-week recess. Democratic opposition is growing, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to use the nuclear option. That'll be that. And if they didn't, it wouldn't matter, because the next time the Democrats are in a similar position to the Republicans currently with the majority in the Senate, if they get there again, they would use the same option because they're the ones that did it in the first place. It was the Democrats that did it in the first place to create a lower threshold to have federal judges confirmed. And another battle drawing out with county sheriffs across this country. Let me give you an example. In Massachusetts, Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hogsden telling the U.S. House Subcommittee on Illegal Immigration that sanctuary cities, quote, have become magnets for illegal aliens, some of which have violent criminal records. And these sanctuary cities are going to harbor and conceal criminal illegal aliens from ICE, which is in direct violation of Title 8 of the U.S. Code. Federal arrest warrants should be issued for their elected officials, said Hodgson. He said the mayors, just like we had a caller yesterday talking about this, those mayors should be arrested. If you try to do it as a governor, you should be arrested for circumventing federal law. He also took aim at a Massachusetts legislator who passed along rumors of a planned ICE raid in Brockton, Massachusetts, Tuesday and Wednesday. It turned out to be completely false. Put law enforcement people at risk. Oh, there are big fights coming. We'll do it here together on The Steve Gruber Show. It's 14 after.